The golden age of radio is on the air. Morehead State Public Radio presents classic old-time radio programs from radio's golden age, the 1930s through the 1950s. On this program of the Golden Age of Radio, Ed Gardner stars as Archie, manager of Duffy's Tavern, and the music of Duke Ellington and his orchestra in a live remote broadcast from 1947. Stay tuned for the Golden Age of Radio after today's news from NPR on WMKY at 90.3 FM. Welcome back to the Golden Age of Radio on WMKY at 90.3 FM. Later on today's show, the music of Duke Ellington and his orchestra in a live remote broadcast from 1947. Right now, Ed Gardner stars as Archie, manager of Duffy's Tavern, as WMKY presents the Golden Age of Radio.
For well-groomed hair and Truche, the hand lotion with the beforehand extra, bring you Duffy's Tavern, starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner. Listen, this is important to every woman. Get more from your hand lotion by getting Truche, for Truche is the different hand lotion with the beforehand extra. Truche not only makes your hands feel softer and smoother, but Truche's unique beforehand extra actually chap-proofs your hands, too. As long as Truche is on your hands while you're doing dishes or while you're outdoors, your hands will be protected against that red, rough condition known as chapping, water chapping as well as weather chapping. And you can continue this protection during prolonged exposure by using Truche frequently. So for softer, lovelier, chap-proofed hands, begin today to use Truche.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern. Where do you leave meat to eat? Archie, the manager, speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. What's new? You going on a vacation with Mrs. Duffy? Gonna get away from it all, huh? Duffy, that ain't getting away from it all. That's taking it all with you. Where are you going? Huh? Florida? You mean the place where California sunshine goes to spend the winter? I'm only kidding, Duffy. In California, I'm kidding. You going swimming? Horseback riding? Horseback riding? Duffy, remember the last time Mrs. Duffy rode a horse? She couldn't sit down and the horse couldn't stand up. Now, look, about my vacation, But Duffy, look, Duffy, you work me 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. I'm telling you, if I was a horse, they'd throw you in jail. Huh? Okay. This is the last straw. This is the hump that breaks the camel's back. Bad sissy on your vacation. What a job.
Well, Miss Archie, what you complaining about? At least you eating and sleeping.
Yeah, but what and where? Believe me, Eddie, in this job I can see very little future to be a millionaire. Now, be honest, ain't it struck you as peculiar that a guy of my charm and talent ain't already rich?
Well, now that you mention it, no. Look, Miss Archie, now you don't seem to realize it takes a lot of things for a guy to make $1 million.
Like what?
Understanding of political economy?
Proceed ahead.
A working knowledge of income taxes?
Go on.
Keen insight into the fluctuations of the investment market?
Go on.
Hard work?
So what's wrong with a $500,000?
the nerve of your gratitude?
In what respect?
The way you talk about my father. Don't you know that Papa looks on you as one of the family?
And I hate him, too.
Oh, what's the use? You're enough to make a person sick to his or her stomach.
Miss Duffy, let's understand each other. It ain't that I hate your father, although I do. It's just that I got to get out in the world and try to make some dough.
Oh, that's the trouble with you. All you think about is money. Money don't bring you happiness.
Well, maybe not, but it puts you in a pretty good bargaining position. Why shouldn't I make money? I got as much brains as the next guy. Well, hiya, Finnegan.
What you doing?
I'm trying to figure out here how to make $1 million.
Well, it's simple, Arch. All you gotta do is make $2 million and lose one.
Well, how do you make the $2 million?
Arch, when we solve that, we got the problem licked. But, never mind, it can be done.
How?
Well, take me Uncle Herman. Made a fortune and started on nothing but a shoestring.
How'd he make the fortune?
Selling shoestrings.
Oh.
Yeah, but he lost it when the bottom suddenly fell out of the shoestring market.
Yeah, and when was that?
When the button shoe came in. But right away, just like that, he made another fortune in the food business.
In the food business?
Yeah. You see, it was his idea to have carrier pigeons instead of mailmen.
Carrier pigeons instead of mail? How does this affect the food business?
When you get hungry, you send yourself a letter and eat the mailman.
Sounds yummy. Did your uncle invent any more brilliant things like this?
Oh, sure. He was the guy that invented the horseless carriage.
Your uncle invented the automobile?
No. He invented a carriage without a horse.
But if the carriage ain't pulled by a horse, how does it run?
Goats. Yeah, that's the only way to really make dough. Invent something.
Yeah, I think you gave me the mucus of an idea. Hey, you see, now, what ain't been invented yet?
Now, Miss Archer, you know you don't know nothing about inventing things.
So what? What did the Jukes family know before they invented the jukebox? Let's see here.
Hiya, Arch, old pal.
Well, Slippery McGuire, I didn't know you was in town.
I just got out. I just got in.
Oh, yeah? Where you been?
On a vacation. 30 days. Yeah. But enough about me, Arch. What have you been doing with yourself?
Oh, same old thing. Still fooling around with me inventions.
Oh, have you patented anything yet?
Frankly, no.
You haven't? Then, Arch, don't waste time inventing stuff. The real dough is in the patents.
Yeah, I didn't think anybody ever got a patent. I thought them things was just things that was always pending.
Arch, you trust me, don't you?
Oh, sure, Slip.
Forget the inventing. Get a patent.
But what could I patent?
Come here. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Do you know that nobody's taken out a patent on electricity?
Slip, say it again.
Do you realize that there's no patent on electricity? And that if a well-known inventor like you should apply for a patent...
Slip, I'm beginning to see the light.
See the light? Oh, oh, what a mind! Arch, what a team you and Edison would have made. He had a great sense of humor, too.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to act fast. Now, you got to get busy and grab that patent on electricity before somebody beats you to it.
Well, do you think it's honest, though?
Arch, I'm sure Edison would have wanted it that way.
Yeah.
Quick, now, give me the phone. We'll make sure.
Okay, here you are.
Hello, Washington? Patent office? Clever ideas department, please. Hello, George? Slippery speaking. Look, I want you to make a thorough search of your records and see if electricity has ever been patented. Yeah, I'll hold on. What's that? It hasn't? Hold the wire. Do you want it or not, Arch?
It's a deal.
Hello, George. Register it quick. Yep, yep. The inventor's name is Archie. Thanks a lot, kid. Well, old pal, this is a solemn moment.
You mean?
Arch, you own electricity.
Have a cigar.
Thanks. Now, look, if you let me have the $10.
The $10? What for?
Edison would have wanted it that way.
Eddie, lay off, will you? What's the $10 for, Slippery?
Well, Arch, you don't want a patent worth millions of dollars for nothing, do you?
Well, naturally not. Okay, here's the $10, Slip. Hey, I'm just thinking, what a dope.
Who?
And Benjamin Franklin. He invents the stuff, and here I wind up owning it.
Well, Arch, he wasn't as shrewd a businessman as you are.
I guess not. How could a thing like that happen, though?
Didn't you ever hear the story?
No.
Old Ben was out there flying his kite, you see, when he discovered electricity, and in the excitement of the moment, he lost his head, and instead of patenting electricity, he took out a patent on the kite.
Oh, what a jerk. No wonder they called him Poor Richard.
Well, Arch, I guess I better run down and file these papers with my attorney. See you later.
Okay, Slap. Holy cat. The Tsar of Electricity. The king of the kilowatts.
Look, Your Majesty.
Yeah?
I've got a message here from one of your subjects.
From one of my subjects? Who?
The electric company. They say that either we pay the bill or they turn off the light. Now, what do we do?
Ignore the vassals. Tell them if they send me one more bill, they're out of business. What a break, though, huh, Eddie? Who would ever think that I'd wind up owning electricity?
Yeah, I always connected you more with natural gas.
Just imagine, a monopoly on electricity.
Yeah, yeah, make a fortune. There's no competition.
Oh, except candles and glowworms.
Yeah. Art, would you mind explaining this invention of yours?
Electricity?
Yeah.
Well, I'll try to. You see, in the old days, Finnegan, our ancestors used to get it from rubbing the backs of cats, you see. But as time progressed forwardly, these cats wore out. So nature was forced to invent the wall socket. Is this clear to you?
Except for one thing.
What?
When you talk, what makes your Adam's apple go up and down like that?
I'll try to be clearer. Yeah. Look, you see that light switch on the wall?
Yeah, yeah.
You see that bulb up on the ceiling?
Yeah.
Well, the stuff in between them is called electricity.
Thanks, Art. Boy, what an Adam's apple.
Well, Art, I just talked to my patent attorney, and he... Oh, hello, Eddie.
Hi, Kingfish.
Well, Arch, the attorney says we got to issue stock certificates.
I don't get it.
We got to start a corporation.
I still don't get it, then.
Well, Arch, we need more money.
Get it?
Why do we need more money?
Edison would have wanted it that way.
Excuse me, man. Hello, Duffy's Tavern, Archie the Electrical Maggot speaking. Oh, yes, a hole of wire. It's for you, Slip.
Oh, thanks, Arch. Hello? Oh, yes, yes, I'll ask him. Arch, Mayor O'Dwyer wants to know about the lights on Broadway.
What about them?
Do you want them on or off?
Tell him to keep them burning. The show must go on.
Hello? Permission granted.
Thanks, Slip.
Now, Arch, as my attorney was saying, we need a little extra money.
Hello? Okay, just a minute. Another call for you.
Ah, thanks. Hello? Oh, yes, Warden.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to ask the president of our company. Arch, the warden up at Sing Sing, wants to know if it's okay for them to use a little extra current tonight.
For how long?
Oh, about 30 seconds.
Tell him it's okay.
Warden, throw the switch. Arch, that was sweet of you.
Well, you know, you gotta live and let live. What was you saying about your attorney?
He says we got to get these blueprints printed.
I thought you said stock certificates.
Oh, did I? Well, anyway, they're going to cost us
$3. $3? Well, okay, Slip, here. You got me last nickel, but believe me, it's worth it. Electricity.
Thanks. Now, look, you better get busy and start selling some stock so we can get this monopoly up on the big board.
Okay, Slip, I'll get going right away. Holy cow. Wall Street. The big board. Eddie, just think. I'm a public utility. Just like American Can. American Can and Maternity Ward. Yeah, now all I need is a sales force to go out and sell their stock.
Oh, hi, Arch.
Well, Joe Moran. Joe, guess what I just sewed up?
What?
A terrific thing that everybody uses.
Vitalis?
No.
Touché?
No.
What else is there?
Joe, you are talking to the owner of electricity.
Arch, have you blown a fuse?
If I have, kid, it's paying me royalties. Now, look, I'm looking for a salesman. Joe, how would you like to sell some stock in a hot monopoly?
Why not, Arch? I'm a natural to sell electricity. Everybody says I'm a live wire.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
What's that?
I'm trying to decide between you and Finnegan. Look, Joe, before I give you this job, I'd like to test you as a salesman. Now, say, for instance, I'm one of them big, busy, important executives like they have, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm there in me office, sitting on me pomposity, and you come in to sell me stuff. What do you say?
Well, I'd say, how do you do, sir? I'm Joe Moran, a former radio announcer.
That sounds like progress. Get to the point, though.
Well, sir, how would you like to buy something that would pay you big dividends?
Sounds like a very good investment. Now, tell me, whom are your satisfied clientels?
Well, for one, Stan Musial, the famous baseball player.
He takes from you?
Of course.
Stocks?
No, Vitalis.
Ah.
You see, he likes Vitalis because it tames down dry, hard-to-manage hair.
Look, Joe, what has this got to do with investments?
Arch, what better investment in good grooming could you make than a bottle of Vitalis?
Leave us get back to the stocks.
Okay. Sir, I'm sure that a smart businessman like you knows that Vitalis will keep your hair handsome and healthy-looking. You know, well-groomed, without a greasy patent leather shine. Why? Because there's not a single drop of mineral oil in Vitalis.
Look, son, I'm a busy man.
Busy? But... then you're just the man to use Vitalis and the famous 60-second workout.
Mm-hmm. Joe, did you say you're a former radio announcer?
Yes.
You are now a former electrical stock salesman. Now, please, take a short circuit. Hello? Oh, yes? Huh? Either I paid a bill or you what? Oh, yeah? Just for that remark, you're out of business.
Who was that?
A former electric light company.
Well, Arch, I'm back.
For how much?
$5.
What for?
Well, Arch, I'm sorry, but I have a confession to make. You know that patent I got?
Yeah.
Arch, I hate to tell you this.
What is it?
I forgot DC.
You forgot DC? You mean all we get is BC?
Arch, don't rub it in. I feel bad enough already.
But, Slip, I ain't got $5. I'll have to give you an IOU.
Arch, you can't.
Why not?
Well, you know an IOU isn't any good.
What do you mean?
I've given you dozens of them, haven't I?
Yeah.
Was there a single one of them was any good?
No.
There you are.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Okay, here's the $5.
Thanks, Arch. Have you sold any stock yet?
Well, I ain't been able to find no salesman.
Well, why don't you do it yourself?
Me? A big electrical tycoon? You want me to run around like an electrical full of brush, man?
But, Arch, nobody else has your personality. Why don't you get on the phone and try it?
Okay, Slip. I guess I do have a lot of personality at that. Hello? Hello, Chinley's Laundry? Oh, hello, Chin. Was machst du?
Was machst du?
He changed his name for business purposes. Look, Chin, this is Archie. How you like buy Velly Glood stock in Velly Glood Company? Yes, sell you electrical stock. Yeah, Velly cheap. Okay, Chin, chop chop. Hello? Schimmelbacher's Bakery? Herr Schimmelbacher, please. Hello, Shim. Herr Archie. How is by you the Hausfrau? Good. Schimmelbacher, ich habe ein electrical holding company mit sehr gut stock. Können Sie to buy some? Good genug. Now, Schimmelbacher, telling me that son-in-law of yours, O'Casey, you think he'd be after liking to buy a few shares himself, Bigara? Hello, Russian Kretschmer. Comrade Archie. Dafyetsky's Tavern. Yeah. How you like to buy stock and increase your, you should pardon the expression, capital? Finnegan, did you see Schimmelbacher?
Yeah.
Chinley?
Yeah.
The Kretschmer?
Yeah.
Did you collect the dough for the stocks?
Yeah.
How much?
9 fingers and 22 toes.
$31.
Yeah.
Here it is, George.
Look at that, Eddie. 31 smackers. Boy, that electricity is a... Huh? Hey, what happened? The lights went out.
Yeah. It's pitch dark in here.
Miss Duffy, did you turn the lights off?
Of course not.
Then who did?
Dare I suggest that it was the electric light company?
You mean because I didn't pay 5 lousy bills, they turned the lights out?
You was expecting maybe a medal?
The nerve of them. Me that holds the patents on electricity, turning the lights off on me for a lousy $9.23.
Arch, how come it's so dark in here?
Who's that?
Slippery McGuire.
Oh, glad to hear you. Sorry, Slip, but they turned the lights off on us. But forget about that. Did you see our attorney?
Yep, I did. He says we have to have a partner to form an international electrical cartel. Uh-huh. Now, you'll have to sign these papers as the sole owner of electricity.
Okay. Finnegan, light a match, will you? Got to sign these important papers here. Hey, just a minute, Slip. Who's me partner in this cartel?
Come here till I whisper.
Who?
The Ali Khan.
Oh, kid. Slip, how did you ever get a guy like that?
I happen to have an important contact in Hollywood.
Oh. Say no more, Slip. Me and the Ali Khan partners in the International Electric Cartel. Finnegan, light another match, will you?
Tell me, Arch, did you sell any stock?
Yep, $31 worth. Now, what'll it cost to start this cartel?
Well, with this Ali Khan as our partner, we'll only have to put up 4,000 rupees.
How much is that?
$31.
Uh-huh.
And with that $31, Arch, we'll make a million. You got the map of the world here?
Yeah, you got a flashlight?
No.
Eddie, get me a candle, will you?
It's too dark, yeah. I can't find a candle.
Oh, okay, Finnegan, light another match. Now, here's a map of the world here. Hold a little higher, Finnegan. Now, let's divvy it up, Slip. Now, I'll take Africa, Asia, and Madagascar. And the Ali Khan can have,
Miss Archie, I found the candle.
Oh, good. Light it, Finnegan.
Sorry, Archie, I'm out of matches.
Okay, I'll light it myself. What an organization. Here I am, the electrical king of the world, and I gotta do everything myself. Now, let's see here. Now, here's Alaska. Hey, wait a minute. In Alaska, the nights are 6 months long, ain't they?
You mean...
Yep. We'll have a light in every igloo by Christmas. Boy, I'll make $1 million out of this monopoly. Eddie, move the candle. It's dripping on me foot. Wait a minute. I'm going to call up that electric company, turning off the lights. I wonder if they realize that with a flick of me patent, I could put them out of business. Give me that phone. Eddie, hold the candle over here so I can see the dial, huh? Hello? Electric Light Company? This is Duffy's Tavern. I have reason to believe that you people have turned off our lights. Yes, and I want to warn you, sir, that a few heads is going to roll for this. Who am I? I happen to be the sole owner of the patent on electricity. Huh? What? Are you sure? Slip, the guy says I don't own it.
There must be some mistake, Arch. Hang up on him while I check with Washington again.
I'll call you back. Slip, this is terrible. We got to get Washington in a hurry. Eddie, quick, hold the candle over the dial.
Hello, operator. Get me the patent office in Washington. Hello, patent office. Slippery McGuire. Say, what's going on down there, anyway? Does Archie own the patent on electricity or don't he? Huh? Mix up in the records?
I see. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Arch, there's been a slight mistake. They found out Benjamin Franklin took out the patent after all.
Oh, shucks.
Oh, but Slip, this is terrible.
Oh, you think so? Arch, the cloud has a silver lining.
Silver lining?
Yep. I just got the tip off. Benjamin Franklin did not take out a patent on the kite.
Oh. Slipped up, huh?
Without changing the cartel one bit, do you know how many kites we could sell? Take a windy city like Chicago. Millions of them.
Slip, I think you're right. We could make a fortune.
Now, let's look over this map again for new territory.
Okay, Eddie, the candle, please.
Now, Arch, you know, the kite is the coming thing.
Oh, no doubt about it. Slip, from here in, we're going to concentrate on a kite and forget about electricity.
Good. Edison would have wanted it that way.
Men, the quickest way to discover something better is to try it. That's why I want you to try Ben-X Brushless Shave Cream. Ben-X is the new wonder shave with a sensational beard softening formula that has brought better shaving to thousands of men.
Ben-X Brushless leaves your face feeling extra smooth and comfortable.
And Ben-X doesn't clog your razor or drain either.
But don't take our word for it. Just try Ben-X yourself. Get a tube at your nearest drug counter.
Or we'll send you a trial tube free. Write your name and address on a postcard and mail to Benex, B-E-N-E-X, Empire State Building, New York 1, New York.
Remember, buy Benex Brushless or try it free by writing Benex, Empire State Building, New York. Hurry. Offer limited.
Oh, hello, Duffy. Next week, Mickey Rooney. Mickey. Yeah, like in Let's Slip Him. Have a good time in Florida, Duffy. Be with you next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Brotherhood Week. Sort of a reminder for all of us that our democratic way of life is pretty good. Now, be honest. Do you ever feel you're a little better than the next person because his skin is a different color or his religion isn't the same as yours? Well, if you do, you're not pitching for the American way of life. You see, unless we get rid of racial and religious hatreds, we're going to kill the very thing that made America great. It's time now to leave Duffy's Tavern for this evening, but let's meet here again at the same time next Wednesday, when our guest will be Mickey Rooney. Duffy's Tavern is brought to you by Vitalis for well-groomed hair and Truche, the hand lotion with the beforehand extra. Each Wednesday, Bristol Myers brings you Duffy's Tavern and Mr. District Attorney, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
You're listening to the Golden Age of Radio on WMKY with an episode of Duffy's Tavern starring Ed Gardner as Archie. First broadcast on radio on February 23rd, 1949. Stay tuned for more classic old-time radio from the 1930s through the 1950s. When the Golden Age of Radio continues on Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY at 90.3 FM. Welcome back to the Golden Age of Radio on WMKY at 90.3 FM. In a moment, the music of Duke Ellington and his orchestra in a remote broadcast from Culver City, California. Right now, here's vocalist Al Hibbler with Duke Ellington and the orchestra, Don't Get Around Much Anymore, from 1947, as WMKY presents the Golden Age of Radio.
It's awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club, got as far as the door. I couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. Darling, I guess my mind's more at ease, but nevertheless, why stir up memories? Been invited on dates, might have gone, but what for? I couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thank you. much intimer.
The Duke is at the Meadowbrook. Good evening, everyone. From the Meadowbrook, located on Washington Boulevard, just 6 blocks west of La Cienega in Culver City, California, Mutual Don Lee takes you dancing to the music of Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra. Duke Ellington and his orchestra playing at the Meadowbrook. And here's an instrumental to get our show underway tonight. It's an original with the band. There's the Duke all set now to get this show underway. It's a little tune called The Lady of the Lavender Mist. Duke Ellington from the Meadowbrook in Culver City, continuing now with a bit of a tune that sort of steps up our tempo, just a change in tempo toward the faster side. Duke Ellington, all the boys, with a tune called Hiya Sue. Thank you. Gaining momentum here at the Meadowbrook now. We're going to segue right into another tune. Duke Ellington's orchestra, still a brighter tempo, a tune called How Blue the Night. Continuing here at the Meadowbrook in Culver City, Duke Ellington and the orchestra presenting the voice of Al Hibbler and the tune that's called I Guess I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So.
Amen.
tune turned out to be I Guess I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So, but it seems that we won't have time to get to the vocal by Al Hibbler. However, if you'll join us next Friday night over most of these same stations, I'm sure that you will hear a song by the same Al Hibbler. And with these final few words, we remind you that you've been listening to the music of Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra, playing from the Meadowbrook Gardens, located on Washington Boulevard in Culver City, California, just a short distance from downtown Los Angeles and Hollywood. Featured instrumentally with Duke Ellington tonight was Johnny Hodges on alto sax. Your announcer is George Dvorak, and this is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.
The Golden Age of Radio on WMKY. Vocalist Rosemary Clooney, with Duke Ellington and his orchestra performing Blue Rose from 1956. We also heard Duke Ellington and his orchestra in a remote broadcast from the Meadowbrook in Culver City, California, originally broadcast on radio in 1947. This has been the Golden Age of Radio, classic old-time radio programs from the 1930s through the 1950s. Material for this program provided by the Internet Archive, an online nonprofit library of books, movies, music, and old-time radio shows on the web at archive.org. Tune in again for the Golden Age of Radio next week at the same time and channel on WMKY at 90.3 FM and online at WMKY.org.